steeped in cultural history and regarded as the seat of Islamic scholarship. West Africa still holds the allure for knowledge seekers. From the mystical lands of Mauritania to the estuaries of the Gambia and the Sultanate of Sokoto, we bring you Haskin, Islam in West Africa. This Ramadan, our premier documentary seeks to explore the light of Islam in West Africa through history, architecture, trade, and politics. Weekdays at 8:15 a.m. Haskin, Islam in West Africa.
Once, the great scholar and grammarian, Sheikh Muhammad Salim al-Udud al-Shankriti, try saying that five times fast, of Mauritania, was attending a meeting for the International Jurisprudence Council in Cairo, Egypt. After the meeting, the Sheikh went with an Egyptian scholar to have dinner and converse. During the course of the modest dinner, lively discussion took place about the various differences between Mauritania, a largely poor country situated in the Sahara Desert, and the fairly developed and modern Egypt. The two scholars discussed the method of Islamic study in both countries, and this led the Egyptian scholar to jokingly ask him, "Which scholars are more knowledgeable, the scholars of Egypt or the scholars of Mauritania?" In response to the question, Sheikh Muhammad Salim said, "Your scholars are more knowledgeable in the daytime, and our scholars are more knowledgeable in the night." Due to the extremely harsh existence in the deserts of the Sahara, and near impossibility of preserving large amounts of written works from the fierce and constant sandstorms, the scholars of Mauritania have relied upon a tradition of memorization of everything that is studied. Upon visiting the small villages that are devoted to study, Mahdara, you will not see large libraries wherein a person may research and benefit. The style of Hifd and Itqan, the method of intense memorization and mastery, this less popular method, is commonly employed in places such as Mauritania, Senegal, and Mali. Let us explore the unknown method which has, for the past century, aided in the preservation of Islamic texts and scholarships in the region and beyond. Muslims from around the world traveled to this far-flung land with the sole purpose of discovering the art and science behind memorization, a memorization characterized by precision, dedication, and flawlessness. The method of Hifd and Itqan and its advantages. It enables the student to focus on the fundamental issues that are presented in small texts as opposed to drowning in piles of books. It gives the student the ability to teach others and educate in any situation because it is part of his long-term memory and experience. It grants time for the student to concentrate and focus on his subject to study and master it. It saves lots of time in revision because everything that is memorized is ingrained in the long-term memory. The method of memorization in Mauritania is divided into three categories. Number one, memorization of the Quran. Number two, memorization of text. Number three, group review as an aid to memorization. Because the Mauritanian method of memorization of the Quran and text are largely the same, we will mention them both in one category. Getting started, here are a few points. Memorization is usually easy. The real challenge is the repetition and review. The goal that we have is to place all memorized texts, be they from the Book of Allah or other texts, into our long-term memory. Basically, that means that we are attempting to memorize everything and recall it just as we recall Surah Al-Fatiha. In Mauritania and North Africa in general, they memorize off a small wooden tablet called a lawah, This lawah is both held like a book and viewed, or it is propped up against something standing upright. Allah knows why, but if you try memorizing in a similar manner, it will become easier for you. Perhaps it is the tan brown color of the board that is relaxing to the eyes as opposed to the sharp color of white paper. Try getting some brown, tan colored drawing paper for whatever you are to memorize. Prop this up or tape to the wall where it is level with your head, and for some reason, writing it with your hand helps in memorizing it. You will also need to have with you a misbah, a tasbih, in order to count your repetitions. In this memorization, you are using the misbah as a tool to count. After getting your supplies, wooden board or tan paper, ink, pen and tasbih, you are ready to begin. Here's how you get to do it. Number one, write the page, or two or three or four, if it is Quran, on the board or tan paper in legible writing. If you are memorizing a text such as Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith collection, or a small text on fiqh or grammar, you should only memorize one hadith at a time. As with texts that are often in poetry form, only write four lines per day. Proceed to read the text out loud while looking at the board or paper, just as you would with a book. Read and read until you can read it without looking at all. After memorizing the text, proceed to repeat what you memorized 300 times using the tasbih to count with. If you are memorizing the Quran, repeat it 500 times. With other texts, 300 times is the maximum number of repetitions. Occasionally, read the text while looking at the board or paper to ensure that you have not left off anything. Go easy on yourself. You don't have to read the text 300 times in one sitting. Take it easy and break the task into manageable parts. Try repeating it with tasbih 100 times and then take a break. Continue like this until you complete 300 repetitions. Number 6. After completing 300 repetitions or whatever high number you choose, take a break. You're done. Well, at least for today. Number 7. Now on day 2, you will memorize new material, and that means 300 more repetitions. With that, however, you still have not finished from yesterday. After memorizing and repeating the new material, proceed to repeat yesterday's material 150 times from memory. On day 3, number 8 now we're on, you will memorize new material, and that means 300 more repetitions. Don't forget though, you will have to repeat yesterday's day 2 text 150 times, and the day before that day, day 1 text between 50 and 75 times. On day 4, you will memorize new material, and that means 300 more repetitions. Don't forget though, you still have to repeat yesterday, day 3's material 150 times, and the material from the day before 50 to 75 times, and the material from day 1 10 times. With this program, you will need less time to review what you have memorized, because it will have entered into your long-term memory. This, then, is the world-renowned method of memorization in Mauritania, a country that contributes greatly to scholarship and the memorization and preservation of classic Islamic text for West African Muslims and beyond. Join us next time as we discover Islam in Liberia.
Haskin, Islam in West Africa.
أبدا لن نحيد عن خطى الإيمان دربنا درب قويم دربنا درب قويم بالهدى القرآني أبدا لن نحيد أبدا لن نحيد